All right, class, I apologize I wasn't able to be there in person this week. So I still wanted to go over a couple things and thought I would do it over podcast. We'll be going over Chapter 5, just hitting a couple of the key components here. Chapter 5 is talking about operating the camera. We'll be talking about a couple of basic features through light balancing, zooming, just basic movements of the camera, as well as talking about stabilization through using a standard tripod, studio pedestal, maybe using a dolly or a jib, things like that. So we'll be covering each of these things very quickly. Just want to take a few minutes here and go over that. All right, first I want to go over just basic camera movements. There are basically two types of movements. They are called pans or tilts. Pans refer to horizontally moving the camera, whether it be to the left or to the right. If you're moving the camera to the right, that would be considered a pan right, or a pan left would be moving it to the left. As far as moving the camera up and down, that is referred to as tilt. So you can tilt up or tilt down, and that refers to adjusting the camera vertically as opposed to horizontally, was how we classify panning. These are just the main basic camera movements. With some other equipment, it becomes easier to perform some other movements that we'll get into. Those are called cants. If you cant, it's when you tilt the camera sideways. Pedestals are also used. If you were to pedestal your shot, that would mean that you would adjust it to either go to elevate your camera either up or down, so higher or lower, so you're not tilting the actual camera, but its actual height would move up or down. And then dolly is the other term. That would be when you're moving the camera toward or away from an object, more or less a straight line. A lot of these things are easier to be accomplished with some extra equipment, but definitely can be done without it. The next type is to truck or track, which is moving the camera laterally by means of some form of mobile camera mount. As we look at a couple other options, they can get even more detailed when we talk about arc. That's when you can move the camera in a slightly curved dolly or truck movement. So curving to the left or the right would be considered an arc. And all these things are terms that help us to know exactly what the director wants when he calls out some form of movement, like in a live production. If they want you to pan to the left or pan right or tilt up or arc left or something like that, when you've got those commands, you can know exactly what they want you to do. And there's no confusion. So those are the basic camera movements that you are going to need to know for the quiz. As far as other terms to know, if someone ever asks for a tripod, but they refer to it as sticks, that's a lingo term used for tripods. Just a heads up so you can know that. That won't be on the quiz, but is good to know so that you don't look dumb when someone asks you to go get the sticks and you have no idea what it is. So yeah, sticks are a lingo term for a tripod. So basically that's all the information I wanted to share with you today. Just wanted to get those terms across to you. And then hopefully you can implement these in your video project. We'll be having those due in 2 weeks.